like to be able to play the drums like that. Would you like to be able to do that? I can imagine myself banging along to that. Now, in a new series called Class Acts, Fiona Gruber takes us, well, to various places. This is the first one she's done, and she's taking us to a djembe drumming class to find out about its hypnotic rhythms and to introduce us to Mohammed Kamara and his class, who are learning about what some people call West Africa's first mobile phone.
So today we're going to play Yamama, and I'm going to play the first call, and you just cut the end of my call, yeah, which is this will be. Can we try this? 1, 2, 3, 4. Again. All right. So listen, I will tell you when to do that, yeah? So it goes. Hi, my name is Mohammed Kamara. I was born in Guinea, Conakry, which is on the west coast of Africa. And in the early age of 8 years old, I started djembe drumming.
So tell me, how important are the drums in Guinea and West Africa?
Basically, the djembe drum is something that is part of everyday life. And anything we do in West Africa pretty much is based on the djembe to celebrate, whether there's something, whatever occasion, we will come together and play the drum. Djembe unify the voice of everyone, and djembe unify like around the world. That's why the head of the djembe is Herko, brings all the people together.
My name's Anna. I'm Mohammed's wife and business partner. We started the business Rhythm of Life African Drumming about 8 years ago, and we've been running classes in Melbourne ever since in the Northcote area. And I also, as well as organising the classes, I also accompany the classes on the dundun drums, and it's great to be joined by the other dundun players in the classes as well.
What are dunduns?
Dunduns are the bass drums that are played with sticks that accompany the djembe. So djembe drums have goat skins. The dundun drums have a skin either side, and they're calf skin. So the dundun drums keep a regular rhythm that accompanies the djembe, and the djembe rhythms change over the top of the dundun drums.
So how did you and Mohammed meet?
Mohammed and I met in Guinea 11 years ago, which was my first trip to Guinea. I've been back 3 times since. My first trip, I was just starting university, studying classical percussion, and I also was in love with the djembe, and I wanted to go and study djembe in Guinea, which is where it comes from. I met Mohammed over there, and I also was introduced to the dundun drums and the balafon, which is a traditional Guinean xylophone as well. So since then, I've specialised more in dunduns and balafon. And obviously, since Mohammed has come to Australia, as he's a djembe player, it works as we perform together and teach together that he plays djembe and I play the dunduns and balafon, which accompany the djembe.
My name's Rachel, and I've just joined this drumming class, and I like it.
You're going to be coming back?
Yeah, most definitely. Next Monday.
For
sure.
I can see like you have it, but sometimes the more we think about the rhythm, too much worry about it, and just let go. Let yourself be free, because where there's no mistake, there's no perfect. Because my teacher always say, the drum don't know who's playing it. Okay.
And do you find everyone can learn, or do some people, you know, just have a much better sense of rhythm than others?
Some people happen to pick it up quickly, and some people also take time to pick stuff up, but their memory is actually much more stronger than sometimes other people who pick it up quickly but not be able to hold on to it for long. But yeah, so I see a lot of that.
So I started drumming because I spent a summer in the Mediterranean, and everybody does drumming and tribal drum circles on the beach just waiting for the sun to set. My name's Esther, and I've been drumming for about 3 months, so not very long. Tonight was good because we advanced in the tune that we learnt last week, so we got a bit deeper into it and faster, and everybody got into it. I said, next year when I go, I want to be in there. I want to just be part of that. So, yeah, looked for it in Australia and I found it.
And what about the cultural aspect? Do students get into the culture of Guinea and West Africa?
Yeah, that's a good question. So sometimes, like, we're taking people to West Africa to run, like, study tours. So I've been doing that for almost 4 years now. And having those tours help people, like, to have a sense, to get the sense of going totally to different place, different continent, to learn these djembe drums.
Hi, I'm Paula, and I've been coming to drum with Mohammed and Anna for about a year and a half now, maybe 2 years. And yes, really loving it. It's great fun. Everybody should do it.
What made you start?
It's all about the drums and the rhythm, and I came to a performance here that they're having a performance, and I just loved it, and they're having classes, so along I came, and I haven't stopped since.
And has it made you want to travel to West Africa?
Yes, but unfortunately I have a fear of flying. So I have to work on that.
You could take a boat.
No, yeah, maybe one day. I'd love to go. I'd love to go and visit his family. They sound wonderful.
So how do you feel when you play the drums, Mohammed? What does it mean to you?
Oh, you have no idea, like, how happy, how blessed I feel playing the drum. So no matter how I feel otherwise outside, when I grab that drum and playing it, there's no a feeling in this world compared to that feeling, because my energy, my soul, my mind is all in that moment and wherever I am. So for me, drumming is something that is impossible. My life is impossible without the drum.
Doesn't that just sound brilliant? Actually, I reckon if you took a drum with you on the plane, that could help you overcome your fear of flying. Might cheese everybody else off a bit, but you'd have a great time. What a wonderful story. Fiona Grieber with that one, and she's back tomorrow with more class acts. Tomorrow she's taking us to a painting class. I don't think it'll be as noisy in the painting class somehow.